Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
For the love of money, that's right. The OJs sang about it. You know the song, and we're going to talk about it. Should you love it? Can you love it? What does the Bible, psychologists, and even a few experts say about money? We're all about the Benjamins, baby, today on Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
All right, Big Sean, why are we discussing the love of money?
Cash rules everything around me, cream. Gotta get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
You know you totally ruined that lyric. Doesn't go anything like that.
I ruined it, but you understand my point. People need to understand, like everything else, Arlington, money has its place, dog. Understanding money's place will help you build that spiritual connection and confidence to know whatever path you choose to pursue, money has its role, and you can leverage money to obtain all of your life goals. That's it. Got to get the money, dollar, dollar bill.
All right. Well, we apologize to Wu-Tang Clan, but stay with us. We'll be back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Sorry, Meth. We're really sorry.
This sponsorship break is brought to you by Clean. Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
Black guys. Dion, the lady with the facts, can you please give us a little history on money?
Absolutely. So, everyone, I'm sure we all know that money is defined as a medium of exchange. So before we had the coins and bills we've come to know as currency today, the first form of exchange was barter. Next came cattle in 9,600 BC. Then in 1200 BC, you saw the first use of cowrie shells in China, actually.
I thought cowrie shells came from Africa.
Right, that's what I thought. But they're actually still used in Africa till this day. So actually, cowrie shells are the oldest form of currency, just so you know. Wow. But it did start in China. They're actually shells of mollusks found at the bottom of the South Pacific Ocean. Did you know this?
Didn't know it.
I'm enlightening you today.
You are.
Yeah. And also, believe it or not, in China, that's where we saw the first modern coinage and the first banknotes in 500 BC and then 800 AC.
Wow.
So, dropping knowledge today. But all this to say that we can all agree that money merely is a medium of exchange. But as Corinne McLaughlin so aptly put it, now she's a writer for the Center of Visionary Leadership. She said, money is neither good nor bad in itself. It is a neutral instrument of measuring exchange based on a community agreement. It has the values we give to it through our attitudes and use of it.
Wow. That's pretty good. So, Sean, I have a question for you, man. How many cows will it take for me to get those Jordans you have that I like?
How right. now, brown cow?
All right. I had to throw that out there. But oh, Sean, God, really, man. Like,
stand up is not your thing, dude.
What values do you attach? Sean, what values do you attach to money? Like, really, you how know, do you look at it?
One thing people have to understand is that money should have different, I believe, you know, I'm in my 40s, and I believe that money should have, you should have different perspectives on money as you go, as you progress in life and as you move on in life. I mean, when I was a teenager, I had no understanding of money, so I was, unfortunately, a consumer, and I really just looked for money to buy my dollar rings, buy the latest CDs, and, you know, in your case, the cassettes, you know. So I really had no really understanding of value of money. You all wanted to get rich. And I asked, this financial literacy class I teach a lot, I always ask them the question, if you had $1 million, what would you do with it? And half the kids have no idea. And then, you know, as you get to your 20s, you're going to school and you kind of literally get an understanding of money. And it kind of puts things in perspective. In 30s, you're actually working now and you're in your career and you're understanding how hard it is to make money. And then I think when you get to around my age, you should be really looking to money as a way in which it's bringing you happiness and how to value that money to get you to bring happiness. You know, a professor of mine said, you know, you have to be like a rat. You have to run from hole to hole and gather as much information as you can, and then eventually the money will come.
That sounds depressing. Why am I a rat? Running from hole to hole.
Gather as much information as you can.
I know, really?
Listen,
I hope you drop that
think
class.
Think about it. Honestly, do you think Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, or Mark Cuban, or even Mark Zuckerman, did they think that when they started their business, it was all about counting? Were they counting how much money they're going to make for the millions and billions of dollars they're going to make from their idea? No, they were focusing on the idea. They were gathering as much information, and they were trying to really build something. And then from then, the money came, you know?
See, I agree with that, but the thing I find really interesting is that rat analogy is part of, I think, the challenge that we have with money in general. That feels like the phrase, money doesn't grow on trees. You grow up with that your whole life, like money doesn't grow on trees. Money is a really hard thing to come by. Well, that whole phrase just came about to explain money to children. But it has a dent on you. It's kind of like the rat hole. I'm sure you have a few that you grew up with. All West Indians have money analogies.
Well, I have one that you can probably relate to. My mom used to always tell me this one, and it's called A Fool and His Money Shall Soon Part.
I don't relate to that. I just don't relate to that. I'm sorry.
And it really, you know, as you get older, you understand it. It really comes down to, you know, if you're a consumer your whole life and not a supplier and you spend beyond your means, you'll have nothing to show for it. And you'll soon part for your money. You have to really understand that money should allow you to assist, to help you build for yourself, your family, and for the next generation. It's a part of an equation, but it's not the empire part of it.
Right. But don't you think some of those adages about money make you feel sometimes guilty, sometimes foolish? Like it creates a thing around money.
Well, even like the saying, saving a dollar for a rainy day. I mean, I think it's a good saying to live by, but the emphasis should be to put around preventing that rainy day from ever happening. I mean, right. That should be your emphasis. More emphasis should be placed on creating wealth, minimizing debt, and not exposing yourself. Focus on building multiple streams of revenue instead of saving every penny in the bank. You should be saving and building simultaneously.
No, I totally get it, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like all these little scenarios about money create issues around money. Dion, am I crazy?
Well, guys, I'm going to tell you. I mean, I think you're absolutely right, Arlington. And I'm not sure if you know this, but you can actually go to someone and unload and try to resolve some of that financial baggage that you might have grown up with. And actually go and talk to a licensed professional. They're actually called financial therapists.
Right, that's financial therapy is pretty.
So wait a second, I'm going to be sitting in this long chair explaining to this financial therapist. Like, just think in theory. Some of these titles, I don't know. I'm sorry to interject, but I'm not going to go to him about family problems, marital problems. I'm not even going to problems about you, Dion. I'm going to go to him, sit down, lie down, and be like, I got money problems, and I'm going to pay him an hourly wage. I'm sorry. I'd rather spend my money complaining to him about Dion. I'm sorry. I know you got these funny therapists.
Well, here's
and
the deal.
This guy gets making me. Why don't you complain about Arlington?
Anyway, he's a whole different therapist. He's a ward. I need a psycho ward for Arlington. He's a whole different ward. I'm just sorry.
No, but
the jobs
real.
That they create in America. There's a money therapist out there. Please call the show. We'd love to interview this money therapist.
Well, listen, let me break it down.
We will one day.
Let me break it down for you. And it actually makes sense. Financial therapy came about because if you go to a financial manager, he's going to say, this is your money. This is what you need to do with it. He doesn't ask you any emotional questions. He doesn't ask you how you relate to money. You go to a therapist, they're going to say, what are your emotional issues? But they don't help you with managing finance.
I got money problems. I just spend everywhere.
Man.
I can't go into a mall without buying the latest underwear.
People have that problem. Dion?
They do. And just to layer on to that. So yeah, their role is really to dig in and figure out what are those emotional triggers as to why you make certain financial decisions. What are
exactly.
those psychological
Can you have a, can, let me ask you a question.
Right?
Yes.
And they tend to become habits, Sean. So
can you, let me ask you a question.
There is an emotional tie. Yeah.
Can you have a money problem by spending too much money on a money therapist? Do they think they would tell you that? Think they would say, you know what, you're spending too much money on me and your money therapist treatment, so let's cut back on that.
Well, I mean, there's people who are addicted to therapy, so yeah. What can I tell you?
But would the money therapist advise you not to come to them anymore because you're spending too much money on a money therapist?
I don't know about that, but let's focus here. Let's focus here. You know, that's the thing. Early science always gets the rough road. You want to go back to them letting blood with leeches? We could get back to that. The point is, financial therapy exists, and people truly do have issues around money that they grew up with.
That's right, Arlington. The Financial Therapy Association was only established in 2010. So it is still fairly new, but by 2011, they already had 300 members. So it's growing quickly. And basically the idea is, and as you had mentioned prior, it's really about integrating financial counseling and planning with personal counseling. And really good financial therapy actually happens in collaboration with finance professionals such as tax experts and investment advisors.
Hey, man, new science, I'm all for it. They're 6 years deep. I'm sure they're making tons of great breakthroughs. So, Sean, when are we going to get you on the couch to work through your money problems?
All right. Let me get on this couch with you, Arlington. You know, it really comes down to this.
Whoa. You have to get on the couch with me. You just get on the couch alone.
Let me get on the couch. You know what I'm saying. Two separate couches. Your couch is over there. My couch is in New York. You know,
right. Footballs, baseballs. Yeah. Right.
You know, on a serious note, some people are great at earning money. You know, there's a lot of them out there, but they can't keep it. That you still have a money problem. Then there's others that have a hard time making money and are good at keeping once they make it. And some people, you know, spend beyond their means. Some people have chronic patterns of getting into credit card debt and getting out and going back into credit card debt.
Mr. Linda, those are actually some of the very common red flags, signs that financial therapists look for. I mean, if you look up a certain therapist, her name is Amanda Clayman, she's based out of New York. I mean, you're right in line with what she's saying, Mr. Non-Believer.
Yeah, and getting today's show, there are examples of money problems fueled by one psychologically and really misunderstanding and mismanagement of money. It really comes down to that.
Well, just following up on that, Sean, Ms. Clayman, she actually says psychological problems often manifest in money because of issues of self-worth. And that usually shows up as under-earning. You know, there's some people that may have narcissistic tendencies. That might take on huge amounts of debt, but then resent having to pay it back. I mean, basically, money means, in some form or another, that your financial behavior will become an expression of your, is an expression of your internal psychology.
Yeah, I think some people, exactly, once they get money, they want to show and tell everybody they have money. Like, you know, I sometimes I even look at some celebrities like Floyd Mayweather. I don't want to point him out, but let's say Floyd
Mayweather. That would
Mayweather.
Be Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather. Everybody knows your net worth and you're worth billions, but you still got to wear $50,000 chains, have 30 cars, because you still feel insecure that you have to still let the world know that you have money, you know? And I've never I've been a fan of that. I've been a fan of the person that's quiet and subtle about it, you know? So I think it's an insecurity thing. The more you flaunt it and the more you, is to me, is like you're insecure and you have to show the world, like, I have it.
Again, Sean, that's a psychological tendency. I mean, I feel like he's coming to either side, Arlington. That's just me.
All right, Dion, I'm a little confused because I know the other half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit for the first five shows was just railing on about I got a Range Rover and a Rolex, and now he's out here giving poor Floyd Mayweather,
right?
You know, a hard time talking about Floyd's got psychological insecurity and how he's flaunting his money. So I don't know. I think I'm going to need to book Sean a little couch time, and everybody else keep it locked to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We're talking about For the Love of Money, and it's starting to get good.
This commercial break is brought to you by Canvas Malibu. Canvas Malibu is a boutique and contemporary art gallery located in Malibu, California. At Canvas Malibu, it starts with art, and their curated offering of shoes, apparel, accessories, and art are a definite must-see. Canvas Malibu is located in the Malibu Country Mart or online at canvasmalibu.com.
KnickKnackDirect.com is the fast, easy way to shop online. To buy an item from any U.S. website, just go to KnickKnackDirect.com. That's N-I-C-N-A-T Direct.com. Choose your method of payment and we'll ship, handle duties, and deliver your item straight to your door. I'm Sean of KnickKnackDirect.com, and you have my word.
Okay, so we've discussed the psychological connection that people have to money, but there's also a spiritual connection. And we all know that classic line, man, money is the root of all evil. Dion, can you break that down for me?
It's funny you should say that, Arlington, because if you really go back, so let's really take it back to the Bible. So if you really look at it, it says the verse is misquoted in saying that the money is root of all evil right now. But if you look back, it was really the love of money that is the root of all kinds of evil.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know.
Well,
yes,
see, that's a great song.
Yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Listen, let me
tell
you.
I just thought we were in Sunday school right now.
When you come to people's spiritual connection to money, let's be clear. There are people that don't believe they should have money. They believe they have to give it all away to the church. They believe that having an abundance of money is a blaspheme against the church. So this spiritual thing is deep, this interpretation of for the love of money. And most Christian churches, they go back and forth.
Okay, Dion, you go to church for your spiritual guidance. When I need my spiritual guidance, I listen to a number of people. One of my favorite people to listen to is Mr. Robert Nesta Marley. And those may know him as Bob Marley. And in one of his interviews, they asked Bob the straight question. They were like, Bob, you don't when you're making music, you don't think about how much money or what the money the music how much money the music is going to bring to you. And Bob said, as he always starts off saying when he gets into deep in thought, he says, "Well," you know, "well" is when he's really getting into a spiritual prophet type conversation. He said, "Well, me don't know how it go. I mean, we want to make a song. We don't know if the music or the lyrics come first. It just come. When we make music, you know, money is not my direct motive. Money is not my direct thing that I'm looking for." He said, if money is to come from music, then make money come from music, but it's not my.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A direct motive. And I think what Bob is trying to say to everyone is that, you know, he focuses on what he enjoys and what he's doing, the mission. You know, you focus on your goals and your dreams, and then money will come from it.
Really, it's a spiritual principle. Follow your love. So it's about changing your money consciousness. You can't just chase dollars. Right, Dion, there's books all about this. It's a spiritual principle, following
tons
what you love.
Tons and tons of books. You may have heard of The Secret, or there's tons of life coaches out there and motivational speakers like Louise Hay.
Yeah, on the Van Zandt.
That's right. But the one common thread or one common point they all have and want you to understand is that you are playing a large role in what you manifest in the financial area of
exactly.
Your life.
Exactly. Reverend Michael Beckwith, who's also associated with The Secret, Dion, he talks about this idea of the overflowing treasure of the divine. So he talks about living in a state of abundance, not a state of lack. And you know, Sean, it's always interesting because that's something I feel that you do a lot of. You see possibilities, whether the funds are there or not, you see the options and you move forward with that. You don't let anything hold you back. Am I right?
You are right, because, well, you know, we doing two black guys with good credit, and we both know that money not come yet. Money is not here, but we're doing for the love and passion and communicate it to everybody out there. But if money will come, right? But we ain't really focused on the bottom line right now. So if money from Mick, from two black guys with good credit and the sponsors, let money come. But you have to follow your passion first. And once we follow that, then everything good will happen, you know? So I definitely live by that.
As the great Napoleon Hill said, the author of one of the best-selling books, Think and Grow Rich, he said, what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. So I believe we'll get there, two black guys.
Dion, I totally agree with you. People need to live in a spiritual principle of abundance and not live in a place of lack. If all you see is lack, all you're going to have is nothing. But Sean, you have a principle that I do believe in as well, which is your pursuit of happiness. Explain that to the people, Brother Bob.
Yeah, I mean, I really honestly take a focus on what will make me happy and what role does money have in my happiness? Meaning that, okay, if I want to start a business, if I want, even with two black guys, good credit, what role is money going to have? How can money make me happy? And if, take the example of the show. Okay, if we decide to start getting ad revenue or we get certain followings, that money can be used to make us have greater shows, hire people, take away my time from maybe going to a 9-to-5 job where I can more focus on the podcast and what we're doing here and the meaning that we have. So that's the role I look for money in this scenario. I don't look at the money and say, oh, I got to make $10 million. I look at what money do I need to make to allow me to continue what I'm doing. And everything above that is just gravy.
Right. I got you. I agree. You have to see it to believe it. And as they say, expect a check. Stay tuned. Two black guys with good credit.
Starting a new business or growing an existing one requires someone who understands how to build brands. LIC Marketing Group will take the time to listen to your specific needs and help you achieve your business goals. With over 15 years experience in branding and marketing, your company will be given the tools necessary to be recognized and grow in a challenging environment. Services include logos, websites, packaging, brand identity systems, marketing campaigns, and social media strategy. Call 718-932-6367 or visit licmarketing.com and click on Portfolio to see our award-winning designs. Don't wait any longer. Get started promoting your business today.
Black guys. All right, guys, so we've talked about people's psychological issues around money. We've talked about spiritual connections and spiritual concepts around money. So now the bottom line comes down to, do these theories pay dividends? And I mean, Sean, you and I talk about this stuff. We've talked about it for years. You know, not letting money hold us back, about having a vision of where we want to go, about money being a tool, about how we value time over money. We've both come to that conclusion after many years of hustling and trying to figure things out. So how do you put these to work today in your life so that the people share that with the people at home so they can understand how you really put this into practice? Because I know your inner stories, but they need to know.
You know, it's funny. We start to value time when we have less of it. So as you get older, then you say,
yeah, you're old, bro. I'm old.
I'm wiser. Like when I think about taking on projects and whatnot now, I don't really look at how much money I'm gonna make from it. I more look at what's the opportunity it's gonna bring me. Am I gonna enjoy the project? And
how it helps other people. I know we've talked about that.
And it's a build up process for me now. Like for example, I mean I know you know my treehouse story that, you know, I'm looking to build some treehouses in Barbados. I wanna give too much out over the radio before people start taking my idea from me. But
before you get to Barbados and there's some treehouses.
Yeah, but this
built.
Idea that I had, it's really been with me for a number of years, and I build up to it. It starts off as a fantasy. You know, I find pictures of tree houses that I see on the internet, and then I find pictures of materials, and then I start believing as it goes down that, hey, I can really do this. And then I start having conversations with like-minded people or people with good energy, positive energy. But not just regular people. I may talk to contractors and give their idea. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? I discuss it with you. Right. What do you think about it? And just to get that positive energy, and that positive energy, what it does, it builds up your confidence and lets you know that I can do this. This is going to be good. And then you start getting energy and you start living off that energy. And your friends start telling you, hey, man, this is going to be a great idea if you do it. Because then you start saying, well, this is something my friends can enjoy. My children can enjoy. And then it makes that project. And by the time I'm ready to do this project, I've built up that spiritual connection to the project. And then I start working out, okay, now what is the cost going to do? What is it going to cost me to do this? And I more, like I tell you all the time, I more manage the downside. I manage, okay, what is the cost it's going to cost me to do? How am I going to get the money? And the upside, the profit, to me is the bonus. That's the icing on the cake. You know, as long as I can manage the downside and it's bringing me a sense of fulfillment, then everything else is gravy.
Well, I think the thing that we've talked about before is that when we look at a project nowadays, we look at the idea. So do we like the idea? Do we feel good about it? Will it be enjoyable? We look at the altruistic nature. Will this project be of benefit to people around us? Will this make things better for our customer or who's trying to live in the property or whatever? We look at those components. And then lastly, of course, is
and
it going to be
clear
profitable?
Things up. Like people are probably thinking right now on the radio, yeah, they're in la-la land. Oh, we that don't have it, like two black guys with good credit, we got to think about how we're going to make money. But that's not true. If you put this same practice, no matter what your situation is, into this same type of model, then you will be successful in your project. You know, and anything in life, once you show desperation and you have to have it, is when it doesn't work out. So don't think because we're talking, because Arlington is 60-something years old and I'm in my late 20s, that this is something that you can only do at a later. No, this is what you do. If I knew what I knew now, like I said, you get wisdom as you get older. If I took projects in an attitude when I was in my 20s to say that, hey, you know, I'm going to look, what's the fulfillment? What am I trying to get from it? Then those would be the successful projects. So don't sit back and think, whatever. Think about what can this project give you before you think about how much money am I going to make?
And Dion, as we've talked about before, there's, as Sean's the photo in his wallet, it's about visualization. You got to see it to achieve it.
It's
right?
Almost like Sean already built the tree houses. Do you see what I'm saying? Even though it's still a concept. Mm-hmm. He's visualizing it. He keeps that picture of the tree houses in his phone. He looks at it on a regular basis. There's a name for that, by the way, Sean. It's called visualization. And a lot of these books, you know, that we were talking about earlier, like The Secret, which I happened to read for this show, you know, for research, quote unquote. But I actually got a lot out of it, you know, and I actually said, let me just use one of those, you know, recommendations and see what happens. Right. So I actually have a little story for you guys this time.
Oh,
yeah. So I said, okay, they said, start small, right? So if you can visualize and manifest something small, then you can start translating that to bigger things in your life. So I said, okay, I want to get rid of some things in my apartment. So I need a mannequin. I want a mannequin to merchandise these pieces, right? That I want to sell online. So I'm going to manifest this mannequin. Well, wouldn't you know it? I would say no more than it definitely wasn't more than a week. I'm coming out of the train station and there is a mannequin, size 6, I kid you not, laying there at my feet.
Darling, can you just let her know you put the mannequin there? Can you just let her know? Can you let her know you put the mannequin there? Oh my lord, this mannequin story, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
But what are the odds? It's a mannequin, for crying out loud.
Why don't you mannequin me my tree houses, all right? Mannequin me.
And that was literally, they said, visualize it on a regular basis. Think right. about it. What would it feel like? What would it look like?
Right.
And there you have it. So, I mean, there's a point. I'm actually trying to reinforce what you're saying, Mr. Linda.
You know what, Dion? We take every opportunity on this show to make a comedic turn. But the reality is, I agree with you. If you don't see it, you can't achieve it. If you don't believe it, you can't achieve it. And if you don't have a vision for your life and figure out what's most important, then your life's not going to go down a path of your choosing. It's just going to bounce back and forth from pillar to post. You know, because like Sean said, there are a lot of people that don't, money doesn't equate with happiness. There are lots of places around the world where you'll meet people that don't have a lot of money, even here in the United States. They don't have money and they're happy as hell. And there are people with tons of money that are miserable.
Because you see CNN reporting of poverty around the world. Does not go to those countries. Even though those people may be poor, none of them are not, doesn't mean they're not happy.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I learned, and one thing that's always been consistent with me my whole life, and I can remember as a child, like, it's always been consistent. And if you ever lose this, and I think you've just lost life. Like, I have never stopped dreaming. Never. Sometimes I wish I could slow down a little.
And you never should.
I've never stopped wishing and hoping and figuring out things in my head and trying to get to the next. From when I was a little kid, I was dreaming, how am I going to get a bigger paper route? How am I going to get hooked up with Dion? How am I going to do certain things? From now that I've gotten big, I never stopped.
Wait, you dreamt of hooking up with Dion?
Say what?
How am I going to buy this house? How am I going to do this? I never stopped dreaming of how I'm going to get to the next level. And then I work out.
Dion, you were a dream in Sean's life.
How the money is going to be made. How are you going to, now how is a plan going to be around this dream? I hope I'm 9 years old and I still have a dream, a goal to get. And I admire men older than me, women older than me that are still out there trying to, and it doesn't have to do with money. It can do with like they're trying to get their body to a certain extent, to a certain thing. Like I know your wife, Arlington, not you for sure. She's always pushing herself physically in many ways. And I'm sure she goes to bed dreaming of how am I going to get through this marathon, this triathlon? What do I need to do? Those are things, people, if you don't take anything from the show, make yourself always dream and challenge yourself and then build your plan around it and see where money fits into that equation.
And Sean, you make a very good point. So there's actually a psychological strategy that actually talks a bit about what you're saying in terms of aligning even your spending with who you are. So as you said, Arlington's wife, Jackie, she's a workout buff, a health nut. Triathlete to be exact. If that's part of who she is and that's where she wants to put funds within her account and create a savings to ensure she maintains and reaches her goal.
Those are our funds. those are our bicycles.
I stand corrected. But she will more than likely stay in line with her budgeting and saving pattern because it's in line with who she is. And you don't want to conflict with our pride and our values. She'll more than likely reach that goal. And that can be, you know, this used for the same thing for a woman who wants to, or a person who wants to buy that dream home.
you'll more than likely stay in line with your budgeting and your saving patterns if you know you're reaching a goal, rather than just saving or spending blindly, right?
Yeah.
So you can trick yourself to stay on course with your financial decisions.
Hey, people.
Psychologically.
Dion is speaking the truth. Two black guys with good credit. You got to see it to believe it. Expect a check. Two black guys with good credit. Keep it locked.
At Shea Essence, they take great care in handcrafting their line of skincare, offering smooth textures and delicate natural aromas. They invite you to try their assortment of products for kids and adults and discover the difference Shea Essence can make in your life. Start shopping now at www.sheaessence.ca. Your skin is craving something good.
All right, people, this week my bottom line. For the love of money is all about your level of R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Of the almighty dollar. Understand it, determine its proper place in your life, create your own value systems and set of principles that you want to live by. That's it. Money's a tool. It's not life's blood. It is just a tool. Figure out a bigger perspective, roll with that. Sean?
Well, Arlington, I thought I'd be a little more poetic than you, you know, give it a little more deeper meaning. So my money takeaway is...
Oh, let's hear it, Sir Deepness.
Money is a bridge. Think of the Manhattan-Brooklyn bridge.
Oh.
And don't think about using this bridge unless your bridge is secure, strong. Understand the role of that bridge is simply to get you to the other side. That's it. Focus on using that bridge to get a bigger and better place and ensuring you have a strong and secure bridge. Because if not, your bridge will break, Arlington, and everything you will have will fall to the bottom of the ocean, and you yourself, Arlington, will drown. That's my takeaway.
The Manhattan Bridge doesn't cross an ocean, but I'll let it go. Dion, is there anything else you want to add now that TD Jakes is done?
And for all you, I've copyrighted that whole paragraph.
Is there time? I wasn't sure if we still had any time after that wonderful ditty. I just wanted to throw out, there's some great books out there, everyone. If you really want to start working on that wealth mindset, there's Busting Loose from The Money Game, The Secret. Louise Hay did a great one called You Can Heal Yourself, The Power of Intention, What the Bleep, Think and Grow Rich. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, all great books you should have in your library. Please don't forget to email your questions to twoblackguysgoodcredit@financiallyclean.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at twoblackguysgoodcredit.
All right, people, I'm Arlington, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the concise and to the point half. And I'm signing off for this week. We'll catch you in the future.
And I'm Sean, the Brooklyn poet, and I'm signing off from Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'll see you next week with some more poetic justice.
And hey, I am still the lady with the facts. See you next week.
Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.